you actually heard the shooting. I mean, you heard the shots ring out?
We could hear from over here, yes.
How far away is your office from where the event occurred?
We're right across the street.
I see.
And several of my colleagues were, as I said, in the room, and you know, they were shoved in the room by Officer Gibson. These are people I work with every day.
What did they happen to say about it?
They ducked under the desk, and they heard the exchange of gunfire, and they came out, and they saw the blood all over. And one guy was hiding under his desk. His blood, his bullets all on the wall, blood. I mean, it's very shocking. You hear about this on the news all the time. It's different when it happens, and you're right there for it.
Because you were there 10 minutes prior to the actual shooting at Capitol Hill, John, did you, on a personal note, feel any greater sense of your own mortality? I mean, Dad, of course, as you know, has written very publicly about his recent illnesses and how he has looked again at his life. Have you thought about the possibility that you might have been one of the victims?
Particularly because I should have been in the room when it happened. I left early because I hadn't finished writing a speech for my boss on Monday.
Wow. So you left early and you could have been there.
Right. That I was supposed to be at that meeting, actually.
That didn't sink in when you, I think you did mention that earlier to me on the phone. I didn't grasp that. So you left early to write a speech for your congressman. Well, thank goodness for speech writing, right? And what do you think as you look back and think that you might have been a potential victim, either seriously injured or perhaps killed?
Well, it just makes you reassess on what the important things are in life, your family and that kind of thing, and make sure that you hold dear those values.